To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So Jin decided to do an encore for his concert for his Run Jin tour. So he ended up doing two additional nights for this tour. And so we're going to talk about the second night first because it was the most recent, and then we'll talk about night one. So at night two, Taeyang and Jimin made an appearance. It was so cool to see these two together, like V-min soulmates on stage with Jin. They performed multiple songs. So they performed Spring Day. They performed My Universe. Mm-hmm. They also did like So What, and there was another song too. But it was just so special to see them on stage with Jin. V got like emotional. He was telling the crowd how he hasn't been with ARMY since being in the military. So being on stage and seeing ARMY, it really took him back. He missed us all so much, and so he was just getting emotional about it and was, I think, feeling excited for what's to come with the group going on tour come spring. But yeah, it was just like a reunion for him to be with ARMY on stage.
I know, I thought that moment was so sweet, and I think Jin was teasing him a little bit because, I mean, Jin's been in front of ARMY, you know, he's been performing all of these concerts, but Taeyang was just, for him to comment like, I think all seven of us have really thought about what it's going to be like to be back and anticipate that. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling it right now, just looking out and looking at all of ARMY. I mean, I can understand totally why he was overcome with emotion.
Yeah.
And I love seeing Jimin here.
Yes. And Jimin was a little like unexpected appearance too. It sounded like he was not prepared to come on stage at all. You could see that Taeyang had his red microphone and it was definitely planned out. For Jimin, it was not, but he decided to go out on there, and he has his really soft blonde hair look right now, and he is just a beam of sunlight. Like, I just... we're coming off of like Fashion Week where he was just destroying us. Yes. Like so sexy, that little mischievous smirk, like him knowing how much he's affecting us with his just like sexual aura around him. And then he comes out on stage and looks the cutest he's ever looked. Like he's adorable, sweet little, you know, sunshine.
Yeah.
The duality. Again, Park Jimin.
Incredible. I love this because it was like, he knew that Taeyang was going to perform, but he was just coming just to watch the show, maybe like step out and wave to ARMY, be on the jumbo screen. But definitely like, I think he even commented like, I wasn't planning on performing tonight. I don't have my regular microphone, my in-ears, whatever. But I feel like my own personal headcanon, he got some FOMO. He saw Taeyang, you know, he's like, oh, I got to get in on that. You know, like, what am I doing? Like, what am I here to do if not get on stage and perform? So like there was one part in the show where Jin was like, it was like he was going to run through a finish line of a race, and Jimin was standing there like holding a pole there, and that's kind of I think where he popped in. And then they performed together, and you know, just seeing all three of them, and V-min of course, like perfect duo to be here again. I loved it.
Taeyang, since he was prepared to go on stage and perform, he also performed Love Me Again, which, Kayla, you were saying, like, Love Me Again in 2025? Can you believe, like, getting to see it performed live? And then also, too, with the red microphone and the red in-ears, like, that is just perfect. Chef's
iconic.
Kiss. That no other way could they have done that. Also, I just feel like we have to talk about Taeyang's look a little bit here, because he also looks very adorable with these glasses on, like actual like reading glasses. And then he has a backpack on too, this brown backpack, and I mean, leather jacket. He just looks really cool and just casual. But
like, there's no reason for this man to be wearing like a full sized brown leather backpack on stage.
Yeah.
And yet, you know what? Like when we see him out there, we don't question it. We're like, that's just Taeyang. Like that's his style. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, what accessory do I need? Oh, yeah. With my glasses, I need this backpack. But it's so true. As you're talking about like him performing Love Me Again with like the red microphone, like I'm literally looking at my Love Me Again Funko Pop that I have with the sparkly red sequin shirt. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, what an era. So for him to be able to perform that here live this year, like incredible. I just amazing.
I agree.
Super fun.
So let's talk about night one was perhaps more iconic because it had Hopecook, and it was so surprising for everyone at night one because totally unexpected, and especially in how they came out. So Jin had J-Hope and Jungkook be backup dancers for Super Tuna, and so they were all lined up, and he actually had his two backup dancers behind him, and then he had Jungkook and Hobi behind those backup dancers. So like the crowd could not see who the backup dancers were. They had no idea that two members of BTS were standing behind him. And so like you can hear in the crowd from ARMY realizing that Jungkook and J-Hope are on stage performing Super Tuna with Jin. And so ARMY's freaking out. It was just so fun seeing them perform this. Like I see J-Hope, who is just, and also Jungkook, but J-Hope being such a skilled dancer, dancing this choreo, which is so
funny
and serious and funny. But they are having a total blast. Like you can see like when Jin like launches out and like jumps up where all four backup dancers catch him.
Yeah.
And J-Hope is like bursting at the seams with this smile. Like he is just in pure bliss.
Yeah.
He's having so much fun out on stage, and so is Jungkook.
What a wonderful
like iconic moment. This is iconic.
Seriously.
We'll go down in history.
100%. Like when they pop out, you know, from behind Jin and they're doing the choreo, like you hear ARMY screaming and everybody realizing, oh my god, that's Hopecook. And then of course like these two are just having the best time doing this choreo with Jin. I feel like this was Jungkook's idea. I feel like Jin was like, I want you guys to come on stage, like surprise ARMY. Jungkook would be like, during Super Tuna? Can we do it during Super Tuna? Like, they were killing the... I was watching Jungkook really get into the choreo at the part where the backup dancers are kind of, like, pointing and looking in different directions. He was... His acting was, like, on point during that. So, yeah, I love this,
He's
too.
He's probably wanted to perform it ever since the song
Since the
was
beginning.
Released.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then they got to perform other songs. Like, I know they did some of Idol with him. They like had a water fight during So What. It was so funny. They all three are like out at the second stage grabbing a water bottle. And it was like a standoff. They both, they're all three of them like unscrew the caps of the water bottle. And they're all circling each other like, who's gonna go first? And then Jin throws his water all over both of them and books it down the stage back to the main stage. Mm-hmm. And they follow him and they both got him back real good. But that was like, to me, classic BTS moment. Just incredible.
Yeah, love the water fight.
Yeah.
And he also did it with Jimin and V, but with that one, like, Jimin and V did not get the memo, and they just got splashed by Jin.
They did no chasing. They were just vibing second stage on their own.
After this, too, Jungkook got to perform Standing Next to You. Mm-hmm. Also iconic, getting to see him perform this just so powerful, such a powerful song. Like, I forgot how much I love that song too. Getting to see Jungkook perform it.
I was gonna say the other song V-min did was they did a little bit of Spring Day, and then
they did a little bit of Spring Day,
and then of course this trio, Jungkook, J-Hope, and Jin, did Jamais Vu, which is perfect, their subunit song from Map of the Soul Persona. And so that was wonderful to hear and to see in 2025 also. Just super fun. I mean, I think that like ARMY was maybe expecting another member or two to make an appearance on night two, since Hope Cook did on night one, but night one was a complete and utter surprise. And what a better duo to do it with than Hope Cook here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, speaking of Hope Cook.
Yeah.
This is our last ship series.
Oh my gosh.
Ship. Yeah, yeah. So let's go ahead and let's talk about Hope Cook this week.
Let's get into it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are doing our last ship, which is Hope Cook. If you're new to the ship series, this is a series where we talk about the pairing of two BTS members. We talk about just general information about them, some of their nicknames, their place within the fandom, and we talk about just flirtatious moments and then friendship moments. It's really lighthearted. It's just a really fun part of being in the BTS ARMY fandom, getting to ship certain members and just look closely at their relationships. So that's what we do in these episodes. These are some of our favorite episodes. So it's kind of heartbreaking that we're at the end of it here. But we have plans, so stay tuned.
Before we get too much further into the episode, we want to say thank you so much, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening.
Okay, so like Bethany was saying, yes, this is our last ship that we have to do for BTS. We have done all of them so far, and it's crazy. The ship series is by far our longest going series. It was one of our earliest episodes when we first started the podcast all the way back in 2018. The ship series has gone through its own evolution as we have, you know, matured as fans and changed perspectives. And I think that something we both really want to do is do a ship series, the final episode, kind of like a tour wrap up, you know, like epilogue, the final, you know?
Yeah.
Just to reminisce and wrap up the series, because one of the best things of doing the ship series is getting such reverence for each pairing in BTS. And of course, going into the ship series, we both had our own biases and our, you know, our own like favorite ships. And I think like our view expanded so much every episode, and it really made us like truly, truly appreciate each and every member, the dynamics that they bring to the table, and how they're able to have such wonderful friendships and camaraderie with each other throughout all of the years that they've been together. So we will definitely plan to do an episode like that. We think that the series deserves something like that. So look forward to that.
It needs a final wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm proud to be here.
Me too.
And say that like we're not having to pull from a cup anymore. Like we got to the last few that we just are like, this is it. This is the last one.
Oh,
this is
God.
The last ship in the cup.
I forgot that we used to do that. We would like live on the podcast. We would put them in a cup. We would shake the cups. You could hear it. We'd pull out two names and then we'd be like, all right, Yoonmin. Okay, that's who we're doing. And then we'd be like, all right, we're going to go research and then we're coming back. Yeah. And then we would like live in the moment, we'd go watch a bunch of YouTube, search online, put together the ship and come back and record. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, we're already getting into the reminiscing episode, but
yeah.
let's dive into Hope Cook and let's get into this amazing ship. So, of course, we're doing Hope Cook today. This is J-Hope or Hobi or Jung-Hoseok with Jungkook, Cookie. They also, their ship has also been referred to as Jung-Hope, which I think is really cute. The cutest one is Kubi, adorable, like a combination of Cookie and Hobi, so cute. And then and another nickname that they have is the Golden Duo, because Jungkook is the Golden Maknae and J-Hope is the Golden Hyung. So nice little combo there.
I'm obsessed with that nickname.
Golden Duo.
I feel that is so perfect for them. It's so clever because of just how talented they both are.
Yeah.
Like they are definitely both like the most well-rounded in terms of talent, dancing, singing, rapping. So
totally.
I love the Golden Duo.
Yeah, I think
what
if there's
cool name.
Anyone that deserves the coronation of that name, it's these two.
Yeah.
Just a little bit about their history and their personalities in general. So they both met back in 2011 as BTS was just beginning to form. We know that J-Hope was already with the group, and then, you know, Jungkook kind of met with RM and that enthralled him to join the group, and then they met at the dorms after that. Of course, they're both members of the dance line along with Jimin, making 3J total, but both these two, Jungkook is a lead vocalist for BTS where J-Hope is the lead dancer, so they both like have those lead or those main titles within the group. They have a couple differences in how they approach events, you know, thrill seeking or not. We've seen throughout many Run BTS episodes that J-Hope is a big scaredy cat, will run away screaming, will not be doing like the adrenaline things, where Jungkook is a thrill seeker. He is the one bungee jumping. He is, you know, he's ready to like take on the next challenge. So that's kind of a fun dynamic they have going on. And then something I thought was interesting, I knew this about Jungkook, but I didn't realize this about J-Hope. They're both the youngest in their families. So although Jungkook is the baby of BTS, he is in his family as well. And J-Hope kind of has that middle child in BTS, but the youngest in his own family going on.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I knew that he had a sister, but I didn't know that he was younger than her.
Yeah.
Ah, very cute. So their overall dynamic for these two, they are both very close and they are also a very energetic friendship. Like when you see these two interact, they can meet each other's energy. There's definitely a lot of excitement on both ends, a lot of just energy from both of them.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that they both are, they can go, go, go.
Yeah. At the same time, I feel like they match each other's energy, you know, like if it's something where they're all doing like an OT7 live and they're sitting, you know, one on the couch, one on the floor in front of him, they can both be chill, kind of hanging out together. And so it's not always like chaos. Like I wouldn't relate it to how like Jin and Jungkook are, you know, but
right.
together they bring like a fun and positive energy.
Yes.
But they're not like going crazy. Like they're not bouncing off the walls.
Right. Yeah. Right. They also really give major big brother, baby brother vibes. This is probably the strongest dynamic that you see with most of their interactions. Jungkook is J-Hope's baby. Like he dotes on him. He loves on him. He thinks that he's just so, so cute. Mm-hmm. And Jungkook eats that up. Like he loves it so much. And he will definitely go over to J-Hope for a little like physical affection, like love on me, I'm so cute,
give me some praise,
like, yeah, but also like you can tell that he looks up to him and really listens to what J-Hope has to say.
Completely.
Like he takes his advice pretty seriously. So yeah, as professionals, they are both perfectionists and incredible at everything that they do. It seems like between these two, like Jungkook for sure really looks up to J-Hope as inspiration for his drive, ambition, and execution of tasks. And they definitely are this like golden duo. You can tell they're both very high achieving individuals and like perfectionists. Yeah. You see it in their work.
Yeah.
In the way that they dance, the way they've created albums. Yeah.
And like, yeah, I mean, even think about like their solo work. I think they both had a very similar approach to their solo work and drive in, you know, like the level of success that they wanted to have and the thoughtfulness mm-hmm. around their solo work too. And I mean, we've seen Jungkook like in the studio, he will just get it done. You know, it'll take him a day and he has, you know, five songs recorded because he's that zoned in and that focused and producers are blown away by him and his vocal ability. And I feel like that's J-Hope in the dance studio. That's J-Hope producing. That's, you know, J-Hope as he's mm-hmm. meeting and talking about concepts of more, you know, or his tour or Lollapalooza. So I definitely see this with them. And I think it goes along with their blood type for Ship Series. We always talk about blood type compatibility because that's one thing that is somewhat used in Korea as seeing how people may get along or what type of behavior people will have. So both of these boys are blood type A, which I think makes a lot of sense because they get along so well. Blood type A can tend to be more timid and introverted, which I feel we definitely see from Jungkook in super social situations. He's always that member to kind of like float to the back and like peek around one of his older brothers. They're often very sensitive and considerate of others, and they're patient and they're punctual. And I definitely see that for both Jungkook and J-Hope. Like I think J-Hope is super considerate to others, and definitely like that comes forward in his professionalism, but also how he takes care of the maknae's patience in teaching the band members like the dance moves. You know, being that lead dancer of BTS is a stressful position because BTS for so many years was like they had to have perfect alignment on all of their dancing. I definitely feel like they're both very punctual people in like what they bring to the table as professionals. Like Bethany already said, they're both perfectionists, and that's what blood type A says too. Blood type A's are supposed to be perfectionists and meticulous about completing tasks, and they're willing to put in extra time to make sure it's done right. And I feel like we've seen this from both of them
absolutely
many times over the years, right? Blood type A's are also seen as hardworking, loyal, and creative, but conversely can be secretive, obsessive, and self-conscious, which, you know, we can see both of these people be hard on themselves if they feel like they made a mistake or if they feel like they're not quite getting to the point that they wanted to. But I really, really see the creativity come out from both of them. Obviously, they're both incredible artists and musicians, very hardworking and loyal to, you know, their entire team of BTS. So sometimes when we read the blood types, we're like, I don't see that as much for them, you know, but for these two, mm-hmm. I really felt strongly like, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, it matches up really well. Yeah. Hardworking, perfectionist, for sure. A little more introverted. I feel like arguably J-Hope is a little bit more extroverted.
I think Jungkook, he too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For astrology compatibility, I don't know how into astrology you are, but Kayla and I are pretty into it, yeah. I would say. So hearing that Jungkook is a Virgo and J-Hope is an Aquarius, I was a little unsure the compatibility of these two signs. Virgo is an earth sign and Aquarius is an air sign. And so there's a few major differences between these two. And this is what I found to be pretty, like, I think relatable to actually Jungkook and J-Hope, is Jungkook being a Virgo, is they tend to be more in tune with the world around them, the things that they can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. And I feel that Jungkook is very much a like sensory seeking person. I just get that from him because he likes the thrill seeking. He likes being like very active and physical. Mm-hmm. He likes, I mean, when he does his lives, he always has like mood lighting,
right.
And he's always eating yummy food. And like, definitely I can see like being so in tune with his environment around him. Whereas an Aquarius, on the other hand, is more interested in the unseen, which are concepts like the future and ideas of time itself. And you so get that from J-Hope. I feel like in his mixtape and his albums, you've gotten to see, I mean, he has a song called Future. Like, he definitely talks about more of these bigger concepts, yeah. And I feel like he thinks about these things a little bit more.
I totally get that, yeah.
To put it another way, Aquarius focuses more on like the bigger picture, while the Virgo tends to look a little bit more at details. But other than that, like, they really can be pretty compatible, these two. Like, as friends, if they're like willing to kind of work on their relationship, it says that they can develop a really strong friendship based on just like understanding one another. So they tend to encourage each other to grow as people and to embrace their unique talents. Virgo is a solid and reliable friend who gives good advice, while Aquarius is fun and spontaneous and makes things interesting. So yeah, I feel like between these two, there's a lot of things that they have in common,
yeah.
That they can, you know, really create a good friendship.
I love.
They're also both very like smart and creative and like passionate too. Those yeah. are also some commonalities
of both the signs. Yeah, I love like the grounding of the Virgo being an earth sign, and then like, I always think of air signs like they can really be taken in one direction and like pulled and excited about it and, you know, consumed by it. So I just think about like the balance of like the grounding, but also like the exploration, the bigger picture, the, you know, thinking about like ideas, like those bigger concepts, even thinking about J-Hope's song like Ego or What If, or, you know, the, like what you're talking about with his music, he's exploring all these bigger things that aren't as concrete, and Jungkook kind of balancing that out with his Virgo side. I really respect a Virgo male. Like, I'm a Taurus, so I'm also earth sign, you know, and my brother's a Virgo, so like I get that kind of side, and I see that in Jungkook a lot. And I love the Aquarius in J-Hope, like, especially. And I
always think Aquarius is so like off the wall, weird, like strange.
and not in a bad way, like in an incredible way. And I think that he like totally brings that out, like in his fashion, or like, I mean, in his music, like that Jack in the Box album, some of those songs were like so unexpected from him at the time. And he was not afraid to go there. I also feel like J-Hope's Aquarius side comes out when he's like judging Hoseok, when he's like has that like judgmental face on, but he's not going to say anything. Some of my favorite J-Hope moments are when he's like that, and I'm just like
judging.
So Aquarius of him. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. Interesting astrology duo for them here.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a typical pairing that you're like, oh yeah, these two signs really get along.
Right.
But let's get into some actual moments between these two, because they are definitely close with one another.
Let's do it. So we first talk about some kind of flirtatious moments, and honestly, don't take these ones too seriously, but one thing we immediately noticed and thought of was Jungkook loves to smell and sniff Hobi all the time. Like, it could be during a live, it could be in between shooting scenes of a music video, it could be when they're like in a red carpet interview, you know, he walks up to him and he sniffs his shoulder, he sniffs his hair, he, you know, sniffs his neck. He just like, he must, like you said, Virgo, very connected with his senses, sensory seeking. He must just get comfort from that. and feel very close and, you know, really enjoy that. But he does that all the time. Like,
he does it all the time. And like, again, we've done the entire ship series and I don't think we've ever talked about Jungkook sniffing a member.
Not one time.
The other ships.
No.
Yeah. He just smells. It's constant. Like, there are several moments of him doing this. And what I love even more about it is J-Hope is always just standing there. Like, he's not... like, he doesn't react to it in any way. He's just so used
happens,
to it.
Right. He's so used to it. It happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Jungkook just can't help himself.
Not one bit.
He wants to go in and sniff his head. Like a... just can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Keep going on.
No, okay. So another thing that we noticed, and again, we've done every other ship. This is not something that we've seen Jungkook doing. Jungkook loves to slap Hobie's thighs and butt. And there's times that Hobie also reciprocates it. Like, there was a clip where Hobie was like punching playfully Jungkook's butt and said that it was his sandbag. But like, we also saw a clip where Jungkook grabs Hobie's butt. I think it was during an In the Soup. And it was so funny because his hand was kind of like hovering, like, will I, am I going to, and it's thinking like literally about it. Thinking about it, and it's like literally curved and he goes in and grabs it, like not even slaps it, and we were like, oh, okay,
like full on cups,
full
his
on cups in the
his
cheek
hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's many times where like during an interview they're sitting down, Jungkook just like randomly just goes and slaps Hobie's thigh. There was one part during an interview where they're sitting down, Jungkook kind of glances down at Hobie's thigh, puts his hand on it, grabs it, like almost massages it a little bit, looks like yeah, nice, like good thigh, and then moves his hand back. There's an iconic variety show clip around their Young Forever comeback where Jungkook slapped Hobie's butt as hard as he could. I mean, this is unforgettable. And J-Hope said that his butt was, quote, destroyed from it. So this is definitely a thing with them too. And again, I can't think of another person that Jungkook has been doing this to.
Yeah. It's just like the ultimate level of comfort yeah. with one another to be able to slap their butt, grab their butt, squeeze their thigh, slap their thigh. Like, it's just like you are very, very close to be able to touch someone in that way.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Another thing that they do all the time is the back hugging. So much back hugging, guys, especially from Jungkook to Hobie. They're so affectionate with each other. It really seems that J-Hope is Jungkook's comfort person in terms of like the safe physical touch. Like, I feel like you see Jungkook is a pretty touchy member. Like, he's loves on all of his members, but like Hobie is a like solid go-to option for him. He is constantly back hugging him, loving on him, and Hope is always like doting on Jungkook. Like, you can just tell that he feeds into it. He looks like he just loves him so, so much. Like, whenever J-Hope goes over to Jungkook and gives him a good hug, like, it looks like he's gonna go in and kiss him. It's like the
he just thinks he's so cute.
The cute aggression.
Yeah.
Yes, J-Hope has cute aggression with Jungkook. Like, he wants to just like yum yum yum, like eat him.
It was
up.
Funny
like,
because
he thinks he's so cute.
We were watching these clips, and you're like, how J-Hope is acting to Jungkook is like how I act with Millie. Like,
yes.
He just sees him as this little baby, and I'm like, he met him when he was literally in middle school. Like, he watched him grow up as like his older member. He took care of him. Like, he probably really does feel that way about him. And anytime he looks at him, he probably just thinks like, this is that kid I met in 2011, like this adorable little
like
kid,
14-year-old. Oh, it's just so cute. It's so, so cute seeing these two love on each other in this way. But yeah, really cannot emphasize enough how frequent these back hugs are. It's in every moment possible. Like, if you haven't noticed them before, you certainly will now, especially with concerts coming up. You guys will see it.
They'll be there.
I'm sure they're gonna keep doing it.
It probably happened.
Did you just say I'll be there?
No, I said they'll be there, but that's funny if it was I'll be there. I will be there. No, but they probably did it at Jin's encore concert. You know,
did.
We probably just missed it.
Yeah.
And I just want to say too, as you were talking, I was thinking about like how, yes, Jungkook is touchy and affectionate with his other members, but think about the rest of the Hyung line. Like, Jin would only put up with it for so long, and he'd be like, Hajima, and he'd be, you know, slapping him and shoving him away. Mm-hmm. Namjoon and Yoongi, absolutely not. Like, he could not be doing these things with either one of them, you know? Like, they might give him, like, a little nice little side hug, or like a pat, like Yoongi might pat him on the head or something, but like the full-on embracing, the, you know, having that comforting physical touch, I feel like Hobie was just like, I can do it, you know, I'll be able to be this person for him. Like, Hobie, although we talked about, like, this is Jungkook doing this to Hobie every single time, like, Hobie was clearly accepting of it, enjoying it, like, you know, it's their dynamic back and forth.
We've talked too about how J-Hope kind of walks that line between the Young line and the Maknae line.
Yeah.
Like, he bridges those two somehow. So it kind of makes sense that he's the safe space for Jungkook to be like, okay, this is the Young that I can really
go to
this with.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me want to get into some of their friendship moments, because there are so many, and I think that because of this, like, approachability that J-Hope has, they have such a great friendship. One of the first things that we were thinking about was Jungkook waking up Hobie every morning when they all lived together in dorms. Hobie talked about this in an interview. He said Jungkook would come up to him and be like, Young, Hobie, it's time to get up, every single morning. And then sometimes he would even lay in the bed with Hobie until Hobie finally got up. He would also very regularly go and sleep with J-Hope in the bed just to have that closeness.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Super cute. There's another moment that kept coming up with our research was one of Jungkook's birthday. He was doing a V Live and he was waiting for midnight to hit for his birthday to begin. And Hobie was waiting outside the door. And when it was time, he was like knocking on the door, like, you know, and everyone, of course, was telling Jungkook to go check it out. And so he finally gets up and he looks and he finds out that it's J-Hope. And J-Hope comes bursting in, you know, so excited. He kind of like jumps up on his, like, arms around, back hugging, but with his leg up around his waist and hips, you know, like he's trying to like
tackle
climb
him
basically. Yes, exactly. So much energy and excitement. And it's perfect because in that moment, Jungkook's like, okay, yeah, like, I'm going to light my candle and have my birthday cake. And J-Hope starts singing happy birthday to him. And it's such a special moment.
Yeah.
Like, he really was there to ring in Jungkook's birthday with him.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that it really meant so much to JK.
Yeah.
He was so grateful that he was there to celebrate with him. And then he leaves and he comes back again with an ice cream cake for him, or another cake for him. And so you could tell that J-Hope had spent so much time just thinking about making Jungkook's birthday special.
Yeah, he totally, and like waiting to be up with him. You know, I think that means a lot. And obviously Jungkook really appreciated that. It was very cute. One thing that I thought was fun about their friendship is that Jungkook is sometimes called J-Hope's bodyguard. There's a trend of him protecting Hobie, whether it's killing mosquitoes and other bugs for him when they're like in the soup, or, you know, on a BV Bon Voyage trip, or looking after him in public spaces. You know, there was one time where J-Hope was like, you're gonna protect me, right? You're gonna look out for me. Jungkook's like, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the funniest times was Yoongi beat Hobie in a game, and Hobie basically said to Jungkook, like, go get him. And then Jungkook demolished Yoongi in the game as retribution for J-Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely killed him. So anytime that J-Hope needs something like that, he sicks him, you know, like six Jungkook on him, is like, go get him. I think mm-hmm. that's cute. I also think like the killing the bugs is very cute. Like, he saw like a mosquito bite on Hobie and was like, oh no. And then he's going around the house like hunting and killing any mosquito to make sure that he's not gonna get bit again. Like, that's mm-hmm. very sweet.
It is so, so sweet. And it's such a really sweet dynamic, because J-Hope is definitely obviously his Young, and you can see Jungkook looks up to him so, so much. And, you know, it's just seeing J-Hope like be like, oh, you're so cute. You're, you know, just this like little baby to me. But then when it gets all serious, then J-Hope's like, no, you got to protect me now. Like, you know, like he flips the role,
right?
And he's like, you're not the baby anymore. Like, you're going to protect me, right?
Yeah.
Like,
time to go to
and
work.
Of course, Jungkook is more than willing to be his little bodyguard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that dynamic. J-Hope is, like we were kind of talking about, is known to be more of a scaredy cat, and JK is definitely a thrill seeker. So there's a Run BTS episode, and you guys probably all know this moment because it is such a meme within the fandom now, but it was some, I think it was a Run BTS episode, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But J-Hope is running away from Jungkook. And I mean, he looks terrified. Like he's like, oh, no, no, no. Like he's running away. He goes over to Namjoon, who's like standing up against a wall. And J-Hope like gets right up next to Namjoon. And he has a flashlight in his hand and he has it like behind his back. Like he's trying to like basically just become the wall.
Yeah.
Like he's so fearful of Jungkook. And he's like, Jungkookie, Jungkookie, like Jungkookie's coming. And he's, it's just ridiculous. He's like screaming with his high-pitched voice, Jungkookie, Jungkookie. And then the camera pans to Jungkook, who is supposedly running after him. But he's not running at all. He's got like big fluffy hair. His clothes are like super baggy. He's like waddling, like legs super spread out, waddling side to side, slow, super slow pace,
mm-hmm.
going, walking up towards J-Hope. And it's just so funny because he looks harmless.
Yeah.
He's so harmless looking, like the least threatening look of Jungkook you've ever seen. Like he looks baby and yeah, cute.
Adorable.
And that's who J-Hope is like screaming terrified. Like he's coming to get me.
Why are you running? It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really cute moment.
It is a cute moment. I love how adorable Jungkook looks there too. Another moment is that, you know, Hobie used to commonly post on YouTube a Hope on the Street, which back then, Hope on the Street was a freestyle dance YouTube video. He just put on some music. He danced to whatever. Jungkook appeared in the sixth episode of that where they both danced to Bapsae together. This was like back in like the old like big hit dance practice room too. Mm-hmm. Like iconic. And then years later when J-Hope created the Hope on the Street docuseries on Amazon Prime and of course the complimentary album Hope on the Street Volume 1, Jungkook was featured on the song I Wonder for that album. So kind of like full circle there, being in a Hope on the Street YouTube video and then being featured on that Hope on the Street album. And that song is like one of, I remember when we did the album review, we love that song. It was such a great feature. Mm-hmm. And seeing these two, and he was the only BTS member on that album, so that was particularly special to have the golden duo there on the I Wonder song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that full circle moment with Hope on the Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think that we talked a little bit about I Wonder being special, and because like the Wonder era mm-hmm. is a little bit of like a Jungkook era.
Yeah.
So it was thought out and special to see these two.
Yeah.
On that song. They have probably the cutest moment in all of the BTS songs, which is with Boy With Love, J-Hope's verse in Boy With Love, where Jungkook pops out and says, oh no,
oh.
with like the little finger wag. It is so cute to see these two on stage. They have such great dynamic and they often harmonize together a lot during songs. So for sure, any kind of content from concerts, these two have such great stage presence mm-hmm. together, and they really can feed off each other well. We were talking about like matching each other's energy.
Yeah,
they for sure, like when they're out on stage, can feed off one another and make it so, so fun and enjoyable as someone attending the concert.
Yeah.
To see them.
I mean, that moment in Boy With Love, I just feel like I'll never forget it. It's so adorable. Mm-hmm. Like Jungkook mm-hmm. almost has like a little glint in his eye during that part of the, mm-hmm. like the music video. He's just so cute. Oh no. You know, it's adorable.
Yeah.
It's so adorable. Hope Cook. It's so Kubi. It's adorable. I love it so much.
Kubi.
Kubi.
I've never heard Kubi until this, but it is a pretty cute.
I had never heard it either. Name. But then online, I saw quite a few people using it. I was like, okay, like for the Hope Cook shippers, we have to use Kubi.
Mm-hmm.
Another just, this was so long ago, the House of Army skit. That, I mean, I think that was like 2016, 2017. For that skit, these two played the parents. Hobie was the mom and Jungkook was the dad. So what a hilarious combination there for the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, before J-Hope's enlistment, Jungkook rearranged his schedule to be able to fly back to Korea and be with him to see him, to send him off into the military. That is so, so special that he was like, I will be there. Like, I will fly myself to Korea to see you, because he didn't know how long it was going to be. I mean, kind of before he would see him again, but a long, long time. So
I will be there forever. Last time you said it. Yeah, just all of Echo. And then kind of like one of the last friendship moments we want to talk about is them dancing together at the Jack in the Box release party. Because of course, J-Hope had a huge listening party for that album. It was so iconic. And they are just on the dance floor, tearing it up, having a great time. I just feel like in this moment, Jungkook was J-Hope's biggest hype man. Like, you know, he felt so insanely proud of him. He knew that the album was going to be a huge success. It probably was motivating him at the same time for what he wanted to make with Golden. And I just love all the moments, like the little videos and the pictures of seeing them on the dance floor together.
Yeah, they both look like they were having a real fun time at that party.
Yeah.
Also, I just have to say, I'll be there is from Happy, not Echo.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for the correction.
Echo's just been on my mind.
The more recent, since
The recent tour.
I mean,
but yeah,
we love this duo. They're so cute.
I know. We have in our doc like a lot of really sweet photos. Like, there are so many back hugging photos of Jungkook just like back hugging J-Hope. We have like photo shoots of them together where they just you can tell that they were playing around, just easy going with each other. They're just a really cute pairing.
I think
this is definitely a ship that, like, I cannot spin it romantically or like flirtatiously really in any way, but I do know that, like, I think I read a fanfic on here that was a Hope Cook fanfic that I was like, ooh, that makes me interested in this ship a little bit.
Yeah,
but they're just so cute. They're so, so cute. I don't know else.
They're very wholesome.
Other way to put it.
I think my favorite picture that we have of them in here is this last one where they're on stage. It's like they're on the runway between the main stage and the second stage, and they're both forming a big like hand heart over their heads, you know, and they are both beaming so much. Like, Jungkook has never looked happier to be doing this in this moment right now with J-Hope. And I just feel like that's their dynamic. They're so wholesome. They are so comfortable with each other. But I agree with you. The flirtatious side, you know, romantic side of that ship, not really there with these two at all. They are just very comfortable with that physical touch and with that affection. But again, that's very, very much more normalized in Korean society and for friends to be able to be more touchy-feely physically. And I just think that they have found their member within the group that they're able to do that with comfortably. Even this photo of like Jungkook back hugging J-Hope looks like he's just melting into it. He's soaking it in. He loves it so much.
It's big brother, little brother.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, just a lot of love there for each other.
It's literally, I mean, they're just so cute together. Just definitely, like, I think that J-Hope is so proud of Jungkook all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Jungkook wants to, like, make J-Hope proud, you know? So it's a really great and I think super healthy relationship, friendship dynamic that they have. And totally, I agree with you. If I had to, like, surmise it all to one thing, it's big brother, little brother. Like, but big brother, like baby brother, like doting on him, the cute aggression,
I love when he talks about him and the way that he's like, oh, Jungkookie, like, you haven't changed, you know. Like, so you're just saying, you're just the same.
Cute. Well, that was our Hope Cook ship series episode. We really hope that you enjoyed it. We love talking about these two, and let us know if there's any Hope Cook moments that are your favorite that we did not mention here, because we know there's like 12 years of content there that we could be talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also, like we said, we're super excited. Not sure when it's going to be yet, but we will do a ship series, the final episode, just to wrap up and reminisce on all of these amazing ships that we've gotten to talk about. Truly have such a deep love for every member of BTS and their dynamics throughout the group. I think that was like really the goal, the ultimate goal that we ended up having with the ship series, is to like learn how they interact with each other and why they make such a phenomenal group. And we saw it once again with Jin's encore concerts and seeing V-min on stage with Jin, seeing Hopecook on stage with Jin, just the dynamic that even more than one of them, when they're in a group performing together, that they bring to the table. There's so much comfortability, so much professionalism, but also just like pure boyhood. You know, they just love being together on stage and having, you know, that core group. So we're looking forward to that ship series wrap up, and of course looking forward to their album next March that Jimin just announced they were finished recording. So
they just finished recording it.
Can't wait for that.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. Exciting news.
65 yes. concert tour coming up, with 30 of those concerts in the United States next year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're so blessed.
We are. We are.
But also like still freaking out about getting to. We will be there.
No matter what. No matter what. Even if we have to like tunnel underneath a stadium, you know.
Yeah.
And like claw absolutely. Our way out. We'll be there.
We will find a way to be there.
We will be there forever.
I was expecting you to break out into song like maybe 10 seconds
earlier. It took me a minute. Yeah, it was the we instead of the all, but you know. Anyways, yes. In the Spotify comments this week, tell us your favorite Hopecook moment. And mm-hmm. of course, go to our Instagram to see all of these amazing, adorable Hopecook pictures so you can fall in love with them as much as we are. As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.